obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to come back and we're going to pick up the 13th through the 16th verses of that same chapter. So right now we are in 1 Peter. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. We're in 1 Peter. Thank you, Lord. We're in 1 Peter. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Preparing to go. Wow. Preparing to go. What are you thinking when you're preparing to go? What are you thinking about? What's on your mind? What kinds of things do you need to get ready? Preparing to go. What are you thinking when you're preparing to go somewhere? Let me bring it a little closer for you. What are you thinking about? What things are needed for the trip, the journey, the preparation? What are you doing? How are you preparing? What preparations are being made for you to go? I want you to take a moment this morning. Just think about where you are headed next. What's your next stop? Where are you headed next? What is your next stop? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. What is your next stop? What's your next step? Where are you preparing to go? You see, when you're stagnant in one place, in order to move from that place, you've got to take a step to go forward. So where are you going? What are you doing to prepare to move from one place to another? Diana Ross sang a song. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? Wow. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. It said, do you get what you're hoping for? When you look behind you, there's no open doors. What are you hoping for? Do you know? Do you know where you're going? Are you preparing to go? Listen, preparing to go means getting ready. Preparing to go means putting some things aside, putting some things in place. Preparing to go might mean to shed some skins that you have. Preparing to go may mean to put some things down and pick some things up. Preparing to go, where are you going? Listen. Wow. When you figure out where you're going, then the question or the concern becomes, are you preparing to go? When you figure out what's the next step out of that place where you're stagnant, that place where you're stuck, in order to move out of it, are you preparing to go by looking at how am I going to move? How am I going to get there? Who's going to help me? What is going to be my path? What is going to be my route? Are you preparing to go anywhere? Are you preparing to go everywhere? Not sure where it is you need to be prepared to go? Are you prepared to go? When you think about going different places, do you think about this? Even when you have to go grocery shopping, do you think about what it is you need from the store? Or you just blindly go in, like many of us, and you start picking up stuff, and when you get home, you've got multiple items that you already had in the cupboard, preparing to go. See, you got to prepare to go to wherever it is you're being led to. Are you prepared to go to your job and do the things required of you on that job so that you can keep that job, so that you can be elevated in that job? Are you prepared to go? If your job sends you to another assignment, are you prepared to go? Many of us want to be elevated and moved up, but we haven't prepared ourselves to go. We haven't gotten in there and studied what's going on in the field. We haven't gotten in there and come out of our position and look around at the other positions that we so desire, but have we made preparation to go? Preparing to go takes some effort on our part. Preparing to go takes a whole lot of effort on our part. Preparing to go means understanding exactly what you need to make it from point A to point B. Think about taking a trip. You don't just walk out the door and just head out. Some people do spontaneous trips, But there's still some preparation. They may have to throw some clothes in the suitcase. They may have to get a babysitter. They may have to alert their job, I'm going to be gone for a little while. See, there's always some type of preparation. So what do you say? What if it's somebody who doesn't have any attachments to a job, doesn't have any children, preparing to go? You better have the best shoes you can find if you're walking. You got to prepare with some gas in that vehicle if it's going. Sometimes that thing might need an oil change and a tune-up before you take long distances. Preparing to go. It takes doing something. You have the faith that you want to move, the faith that you want to go. However, faith without works is what? D-E-A-D, dead. Preparing to go. Are you preparing to go beyond this world? Beyond this earth? Time is limited here. Many, oh God, are leaving here, leaving this world and leaving it behind. But are you prepared to go? Have you chosen your destination beyond this? You see, there is always another destination. When we prepare to leave from one scene to the other, there's going to be another place that we show up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Preparing to go. Let's look at 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 13th through the 16th verses. Let me read those in your hearing. And it reads this way. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. Wow. That 16th verse says this, because it is written, you shall be holy, for what? I am holy. It's written that way. Come on. You shall be holy, for I am holy. Preparing to go. There are some things that we have to do. That 13th verse said, therefore prepare your minds. You see, we were talking about our salvation in those scriptures before. And if you go back and read 1 Peter in its entirety, you'll find so much that's preparing us to go. Preparing us, first of all, we've got to live a certain way here. That's the beginning of our preparation to go. That's the thing that's going to get us where we are aiming to be. Come on, God. Wow. It said, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Wow. There's an International Standard Version I want to read, and you just listen. That 13th verse says, therefore, prepare your mind. For action, keep a what? Clear head and set your hope completely on the grace to be given you when Jesus, the Messiah, is revealed. He will be revealed. That's his coming again. When he is revealed, he wants us to be prepared to go. He needs us to be prepared to walk away from what's here and latch on to him and go. But listen, we are preparing to go now, even in the way we attend to each other, even in the way we deal with each other, even in the way we go through our daily lives. We are preparing to go. You know, many people are confused about who God is and what God really stands for. But if we remember that God is good, God is love, God is great and greatly to be praised, it won't be so hard. Many of us seem to be confused about what represents God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, holiness. Oh my goodness, that's what that 16th verse said. It is written, you shall be holy, for I am what holy. That means you living upright. You're not living squandering in the filth, in the dirt. I pulled you up. He says, live holy as I am holy. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Give me a clean heart so I may serve thee. Lord, fix my heart that I may be used by thee. It's so many of the old songs, the old hymns that can remind us or do remind me. They remind me. And even in the contemporary songs, they talk about who God is and how we must worship him. They call him, oh God, up. And they call us to holiness. Make me more faithful. They call us to holiness. He says, because I am holy. Don't let your ignorance. You were ignorant before. You didn't know any better. But now that you know better, you can't live this earthly life, because then you are not preparing to go. Not with me. God says you're not preparing to go with Christ when Christ is revealed. You see in this chapter, Peter is talking to the people of God. Those who would follow Christ. He's giving instruction. You know why he has to give instruction? Because somebody didn't get it. Somebody didn't have it right. And so, oh my goodness, God used him to remind us that this is how we must live. We must live holy. Yes, we must. Yes, we are not better than anybody else that's trying to live holy. But we are the children of God. But if you're trying, you've got to allow God to help you. Don't say, I keep trying and I can't get it. You need to say, God, I'm here. I told you, open up your hands. Lift your hands. Open up your arms. Allow the Holy Spirit. See, when you doing this, you blocking him. When you being stubborn, you holding on to yourself. Release and let God. Preparing to go means preparing for him, means allowing him to lead you, to direct you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, what? Acknowledge in all your ways. Acknowledge him in your plans. Acknowledge him in the preparation. You want to move from point A to point B? You see, I can keep this in our daily lives right now. But we still have to get the understanding that this, the ultimate outcome is, where will we be when Christ is revealed? What state of life, what manner of man will we be? How will our lives look to him? You know, there are going to be some, he's going to say, I don't know you. And you thinking you know him because you've been learned of him. But you're not living as if you've learned of him. You can't keep going back saying, I got time. You can't go back to that filthy lucre. You can't go back to that profanity running out of your mouth every time you open it. Come on. God does not live literally in unclean places. Profane language is not of him. Filthy living is not of him. And I'm not talking about the dirt. I'm talking about you need a washing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, God. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Wow. Preparing to go. Are you ready? Christ prepared to leave. Christ prepared to go. Christ even left us something to be prepared. He left us something to remember him by. And as we remember him, he said, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. But as we remember Christ from day to day, we have to remember that he came to save the lost. So if he's come into your life and he saved you, you can't go back out there and get lost again. That's called backsliding. You can't go back out there and play with the world again. Stop playing on the playground. Stop playing with the world, because the world will consume you. Filthy lucre, mess on television, stuff in movies. You can't even see, I'm going to go ahead and say it, you can't even see a good Marvel movie now. Went to see a Marvel movie, and the enemy is inserting homosexuality every place he can. Somebody out there might not like that it's being said, but it's the real life. It's the truth. It's being inserted in commercials. That's the spirit that's running rampant right now. Not that it's the only thing going on, but it's running rampant right now. It's everywhere. Look at the commercials. I'm having to change the channel. Almost don't want to watch television anymore. The shows you used to watch that were probably good, clean living, because most of them, unless you're looking at Leave It to Beaver, and he did some stuff too. Wow. Being deceitful with his parents with different things. But we've got to be mature enough as we are preparing to go to decipher the stuff that God needs in our spirit. We've got to be able to fight against the flesh of our mind. You see, our mind and our flesh are tightly connected. They're very close to each other because into the mind comes the things that enter into our heart. And our heart, you see, speaks out of our mouth. So once that thing enters your mind, you've got to rebuke that thing. Christ said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And that's where it starts. It enters your mind with stuff, with lies, with conniving, with things that cause your flesh to rise up, sexuality, sexual innuendos, however they come. And that stuff plants seeds in your spirit. And if you don't fight against it in prayer and in the word of God, pull the word of God out and up and say, "God, I rebuke this thing that's trying to mess with my flesh, that's trying to cause me to step off my game, that's causing me not to be prepared to go." See, while we're preparing to go, we got to make sure we are prepared to go. We're leaving here one after the other. Some of us not going to make it till Christ is revealed. Come on. We're not going to make it in this earth. We're going to have to lay down and die. And if we mess around and lay down and die wrong, not prepared, not having yielded everything to him, playing with the world, want to play on the playground, want to do this and do that and think I got time. You know, as younger people, we used to say, I'm going to wait till I get a little older to get saved. I don't want to act like those church people. We were in church all our lives. I'm talking about us now, my family. We were in church all our lives, from the time we were rocking from our mama's cradle in church. And then we would see people. And I remember there being two specific young ladies that used to live in our neighborhood, and they would have on their long skirts. You know, long skirts are in now. They weren't in back then. Their long skirts and their sneakers, and they would have their head wrapped. And we say, "They're going to most sanctified girls." Just as ignorant. See, that thing said, "Come out your ignorance." We would visit every now and then, not necessarily with my mom, but maybe with a choir or something. Holiness churches. And the folks jumping. And they got on their long dresses and their dollies on their head, their heads covered. And we looking around like, okay. I'm being real right now. Because we didn't understand God where God really was. Not that he was just there in that holiness church. Because guess what? There was some stuff in there that wasn't right. Holy. He says, "Be holy as I am holy." He didn't say in your dress. He didn't. He didn't say in the length of your clothes. He didn't say it. He said, "Be holy as I am holy." God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. So he wants to be holy in here. Holy from the inside out. Holy in the way we talk. Holy in the way we walk. Holy in the places we go. Oh, the places you go with Christ, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit leading you. He wants us to be holy in our daily living. He wants us to be holy. We know when we do wrong, y'all. I'm talking to somebody already. No, you know when you do wrong. You know when you say the wrong thing. You know when you engage in that conversation that's not right. You say, and sometimes we say, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say, no, then don't say it. Be quiet. Because you already setting yourself up. Be prepared. This thing this morning says getting prepared. Wow, preparing to go. Preparing to go. Where are you going? Do you know? It's no more I can tell y'all this morning about this. Where are you going to? Do you like the things The life is showing you. Where are you going to? Do you know? Wow. Do you get what you're looking for, hoping for, seeking for? When you look behind you, there's no open door. See, one day, the door's going to close. You don't want that that door to heaven to close on you. What are you hoping for? Do you know? Wow. Preparing to go this morning. We got to be ready. We got to be prepared. Peter's trying to tell us in these verses, especially 13, therefore prepare your minds for action. What did I tell you? That means something is going to be going on in your mind. Keep that sober. Keep sober in your spirit. Keep a clear head. Focus. The emotions will overtake you. So much stuff going on in this world will mess you up. It'll cause you not to see where you're really supposed to be heading. It'll cause you not to make the right decisions under stress and pressure. We've got to stop and consult God in every single decision. Father, I ask you now in the name of Jesus to forgive us for moving forward without consulting you. I ask you in the name of Jesus to touch these people, oh God, and cause us, Lord, to really know whether it's a minute decision or a decision that is maximized, God, that we, oh God, would consult you. We would say, Father, please. Give way to me, Lord. Teach me thy ways, O God. Father, I'm asking you to forgive us for every decision we've made, even those we've discussed that have not been made concrete yet, those that we've entertained that have not gone through, that we didn't talk to you about, we didn't give you, God, the lead on it. We ask forgiveness now. And we know when you're pushing us. We know when you're touching our minds. We know when you're saying, when we have that hesitation is the Holy Spirit. Help us to adhere to the Holy Spirit as we prepare to go, as we prepare to move, as we prepare, God, to go from this earth, oh God, but never from your presence. No matter where we are, you are. In death, you're there. In life, you're there. In sickness, you're there. In health, you're there. In wisdom, you're there. In ignorance, you're there. You're right there, God. When we're blinded, God, you're there. When our eyes are open to see, you're there. When our ears are closed up, God, you're there. When they're open to hear, God, you're there, God. When our mouths are shut up and we won't give you praise, you're still there, God. And when we open our mouths to praise you, oh Lord, you're there helping us to prepare to go, God. Show us your ways and cause us to live holy as you are holy, God. We give you glory this morning, honor and praise. In Jesus' name, come on, y'all. Give God a praise right now. Give him a praise. He is worthy. He is worthy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at his throne, to be called into his presence as his home. You are holy, oh, so holy, God, yes. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, y'all. Give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Amen, amen. Y'all go ahead and give God a praise. I came to teach this morning, preparing to go. Get ready, y'all. Get ready. Christ prepared to leave us, but Christ is prepared to come again. He prepared his disciples for his leaving, just as he prepared them for his coming again. Even on the last night that he supped with them, he was able to allow them to know this right here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.